some of the useful experience. Krishna consciousness, one is not very comfortable and mind doesn't want to go there and to experience all the emotions.
To experience the happy experiences of Krishna consciousness, the mind doesn't want to go there. You say, and you're wondering why?
Yeah.
Let me ask you that same question. There's so many blissful experiences you had in Krishna consciousness. Why doesn't your mind want to go there?
It doesn't want to go there exactly when it is closed. So for example, now, you know, it was more open to them. And it doesn't feel that comfortable to go there.
Why?
That's how I put them on.
Yeah, but that's why I'm asking you. Why?
I don't know. It doesn't... There is some big resistance towards it.
What's the cause of the resistance?
Too much emotion, separation.
You mean spiritual emotion and separation? Well, okay. Then, if that's the reason and your mind doesn't want to go there, but didn't have a problem going to Pythagoras consciousness then?
I wanted to run away from near the cold. It was good, but at the same time it was painful.
When the curtains closed?
No.
When it was open?
Yeah.
I think you have to have a talk with them. Work this out with them. This prophet had said in Vrindavan that if you have a problem you can't solve, you should take it to Krishna Balaram. I've sent so many people to Krishna Balaram to counsel them. And one, this is a true story, that there was one many, many years ago in the 1980s, when some group of devotees came from Iran, a Muslim country, a strongly Muslim country. So the devotee whose name is Mahaprabhu had brought them, he brought them, some of them, to my room and, you know, preached to them a bit. So after everyone left, there's one elderly Mataji who had with a translator. She told me that she couldn't believe in the deities because she's brought up in an Islam family, etc., where they're very against that. So I spoke so much philosophy, and that Krishna is not different from the elements and he can easily come and spoke for a couple of minutes. But it didn't change her at all. So then I remembered what Prabhupada said, if you have a problem that you can't solve, go to Krishna Balaram. So I said, why don't you tell this all to Krishna Balaram? Tell everything. Tell him you're born in a, tell Balaram you're born in a Muslim family and it's hard for you to believe in him and everything. And he gave her good instructions that you need in Krishna Balaram under you, sort of fight your way through to the altar with your elbows, and then you place your elbows on the altar, and you secure your spot, and then you tell him everything. He can speak in any language you want. He understands Farsi, he understands English, whatever language he understands. But tell him everything, and be completely honest. And speak for as long as you want, until you finish and you have no more to say. And the Thor translator, and then she said, okay. And then just wait there until you're satisfied. So then, after about an hour, she came back and she said, now I believe. And I have no idea what happened between her and Balaram. So you, Balaram, you tell everything to Lord Balaram there. And from the beginning to the end, until you have no more to say, and you just wait there. And you don't even need to elbow your way through the crowds most of the time. Okay? We have still 2 whole minutes left. Yes.
I was, it's more like a comment. I thought that sometimes we become complacent and actually absence makes the heart go from that. Like when I was in Vrindavan, every day I would go for Mangalarti or during the day. And say, oh yeah, I just think of my obeisances and go. But actually, during the first COVID, when the curtains just closed, the gate closed for an indefinite time, that's the time we felt that we were like lifeless.
Mm-hmm. experience. When we first go to Vrindavan, you know, I would take taxis back and forth. You know, they have buses and things like that, you know. Now it's time to get on the bus. I just remember the first time when I left Vrindavan, got on the bus, you know, just, and then I thought, oh no, what have I done? Vrindavan's like that. 1 minute left, I don't like to say anything, yes.
I just thought you could you give a comment about Dhameshwara, the deity of Dhameshwara, where he makes a comment, I'm yours, isn't it? He's in the famous deity.
Oh, yeah, in Mayapur?
Yes.
Dhameshwara, yes.
Do you have any sort of enlightening words about the separation of 16-year-old wife, isn't it?
That's a very deep topic, but a little bit of that. But that she represents spontaneous devotion, Vishnupriya. She embodied spontaneous devotion, which means love and separation. So that's my only comment. Love and separation is the means. But unless you want to meet the person, then there's no question of feeling separated from the person. So right now we're separated from Krishna, but don't want to meet him, be with him, so there's no separation, mood of separation. So one has to develop one's desire to be with Krishna, taste the sweetness of being with Krishna, the holy names, the deities, the Bhagavatam, the association of devotees, the dhams, and then like Krishna did with Dhruva Maharaj, he appeared in front of him already, fully. Sakshat Darshan in his mind, he appeared within his mind, and then disappeared. And Dhruva went mad, practically. And then Krishna explained to him that I can't remember the beginning of the verse. Nanam jashto mivarhati ivapakwa kashayanam dadashoham kriyomana. That in this life you'll only get to see me once. You're not qualified, you're not mature enough to see me all the time. Ivapakwa kashayanam, because of some impurities in your heart. His impurity was attachment to the mode of goodness. That's an impurity that I don't have to worry about. The darshanam kuyogina, that you won't be able to have my darshan again in this life. And you know what he did, how he responded to that? He just chanted, wherever he was, he chanted and glorified the Lord. And that process of wanting to be with Krishna, but not being able to see him, and then chanting is what makes one so mature. So no more you are pakwa, not pakka. It makes you pakka. Makes you ripe and ready. Good night.